You're listening to
A Geek,
a Nerd,
and Sometimes a Mom.
Warning, a geek, a nerd, and sometimes a mom are not pop culture experts. But who really likes experts anyway?
Okay, this work a little better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I think it was because I wasn't on Wi-Fi, so it when I'm not on Wi-Fi, if I've used a lot of data, sometimes it gets so slow. Okay. This is a geek, a nerd, and a door today.
And a dog.
And a dog. Yep. Hey, Grandpa.
Come here, Grandpa. Go see my Sean. Come here. Sean's on the phone. He's more interested in my plate.
So we're here to talk about the Avengers trailer this episode.
Yay, Avengers.
I'm conflicted about what the last trailer showed. I will admit this. Because it definitely was hinting at Kate Hawkeye. But I'm not sure how I feel about Kate Hawkeye being his daughter.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I understand that because I know that Kate Bishop has her own origin story and all that good stuff. But, you know, like with Gotham just has so many different origin stories and in a lot of ways, a lot of them have actually kind of worked out for the better, in my opinion. So, you know, Marvel may be thinking that, you know, they're going to change things up, but it's hard to do that because you don't want to stick to the same formula. You want to try new things. At the same time, you don't want to piss off the diehard fans.
Well, that's the thing too, is with Kate, she's only been around for so long, but I think it fits. I sort of get why. I mean, they're doing more Ultimate Hawkeye, where he has his family. And I guess I'm part of it is that I like how in the comic continuity, Kate is this found family that Clint had because, I mean, yeah, I mean, I get, you're right. I mean, doing something different is good. I mean, it does make sense if Clint does hang up the suit after this one, that his daughter would take up a mask. But yeah. I guess, I don't know, I like the idea that Kate was this person from the complete opposite side of the tracks who found this brother in arms in this circus performer when she was this, you know, she was a socialite, but she wasn't the typical prissy socialite. She had her own thing, that kind of thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess that's fair. I don't know. It's hard because it's like the trailer can only show you so much, so you don't really know who she is. You don't, because the last time we saw his family, we got such a small glimpse of them that you really don't know who that is. It's too soon to tell, in my opinion.
Very true. What I do like about it, what's ongoing, is kind of saying of everyone kind of like, this is it. I feel like it's gonna be a really good ending to the Marvel universe. At least this wave, while these actors are retiring, it kind of feels that way, that this is them doing the last stand, or high water.
I don't know. I personally feel like there's something coming. There's something on the horizon, whether it be the Young Avengers or something else, because I honestly could not imagine, even with, you know, the passing of Stan Lee, I couldn't imagine Marvel giving up the revenue. You know, they have to have something that they're thinking. I mean, even when Harry Potter, the whole the final chapter of Harry Potter happened, they still have found a way to carry on the world by bringing in Newt Scamander and all of his adventures or whatever. So I don't know. They keep saying, oh, this is it, this is it. And that's kind of like, kind of reminds me of Final Destination, where they were trying to say, well, this is it. And then they put out a new movie. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of, it wouldn't have surprised me if it was a red herring, to be honest.
So like about every other Five Nights at Freddy release as well.
Right. It's just, I don't know. It just from a business state of mind, I honestly could not see them just getting rid of everything.
That's fair.
Just being like, this is it. We're not doing anything else. Especially when there's so many Marvel characters that you haven't even introduced anybody to. You haven't, Cassie. Cassie, she's such a minor character with major player potential. And I just feel like it would be kind of wasteful to not find some way to explore that.
What I think is interesting is I think what going forward we're going to have Captain Marvel movie. I think we're also going to see Mary. I'm finding myself not remembering with geek knowledge the other Captain Marvel.
America Chavez.
That's Miss America, the one they introduced in Captain Marvel as a child.
I think it was Mary.
Yeah, because I think that setting that up, that would be an interesting thing. Because if they're with all the actors leaving, that would be, I don't know, just it seems like they are setting up a lot. I mean, you got that. You still got Wasp, the present Wasp, and Ant-Man. I kind of feel it funny that it feels like Ant-Man is going to be the only one sticking around. He's going to be like the Captain America for the next generation.
Well, and I don't think Captain Marvel's going anywhere either, honestly.
This is true. Well, that's true too. I mean, we don't know what exactly is happening with her yet. I've been trying to think, like, I think like Scott would be the Cap, she would be the Iron Man, because she's snarky, she has similar power sets if you're looking for archetypes.
Yeah. I mean they're all kind of their own little thing. You can't really put anybody in the role of anybody else.
That's fair. I mean,
I'm trying to remember all of the movies, but I mean, because there have been a lot of instances where they've introduced these kids. I think it was Iron Man 3, they introduced the kid with the workshop or whatever, and they introduced the friend's daughter. I want to say it's Mary, but I kind of need to Google it now. In Captain Marvel, they have Cassie and Ant-Man.
Iron Man 2 had Peter Parker.
Well, yeah, Peter Parker. And Peter Parker could definitely, you never know, Peter Parker could step it up into the Captain America leader role.
For those of our listeners who didn't hear about it, they basically said in interviews in Iron Man 2, the boy that Tony saves with the Iron Man mask was supposed to be Peter Parker.
I'm trying to. I think we need to like go back. Well, and then you've also got. Wait, that's not a Marvel movie, is it? Shazam's not a Marvel movie.
Well, we can make this just a general comic book movie one too, for that matter. I mean, it's not like I can't put in a description where we go to Captain Marvel and then the other Captain Marvel.
Well, no, Shazam. Shazam's not a Marvel movie, though, right?
It is in the Marvel movie.
Shazam was in Justice League, I thought, at one point.
Yeah, they were planning for it to be in Justice League, and then they made it its own movie.
I'm talking in the comics or in the animated movies. I thought one of the Justice League movies Shazam was in was.
Justice League War, which was they did a movie version of the new 52 forming of the Justice League, plus Shazam, because he wasn't in that one.
It just seems like they're in kind of like they have the
Galen, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, now I can. It went. I heard then they, and then it cut out.
Oh, it might have been because I was trying to Google something. But I was just thinking. I mean, it feels like it's just part of, you know, the Grandmaster plan, the secret plan by introducing all of these younger kids. Either they're going to become something more, or they're going to trigger events that lead to something more.
Definitely. That's something I've been curious to see what they're going to do for, because there's a lot of events too they've set up to set up things happening. I mean, almost everything they've done so far is built on it. The first Spider-Man movie was building off of the fact that New York was half destroyed by aliens, and there were always all these alien components were being dropped everywhere. I wouldn't be surprised if we actually see we see a more traditional Nova down the line. I mean, they've set up a lot to go down that route.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's a lot of, with all the space and all the time altering things, I feel like it's entirely plausible to see an Iron Lad.
Really? Well, you bring up an interesting point with that, because they've actually set that up without it being a young king. Because as you mentioned, there was a boy with a workshop that Iron Man made his gadgets in.
Yeah.
There's nothing saying he didn't learn from that. And down the line, we see like a prototype, like some kid building a prototype Iron Man suit from that. I mean, that's a perfect lead-in. There's a lot of perfect lead-ins to introduce new characters. And it's definitely going to be, even we have Wakanda technology coming to the U.S. at the end of Black Panther.
Oh, I totally forgot about Shuri. Shuri's another kid that was introduced. And she alone has so much technology and so much intelligence that she could pretty much do anything.
I'm almost wondering now, because they introduced a black character wearing an iron suit, Ironheart, which could easily be Shuri.
That's a thought.
Because, I mean, she builds all the technology. She has access to the Wakanda stuff, and she's had access to Avengers information due to everything that's happened in the movies. I would not be surprising to see her build her own suit, because she's very much more a techie than a fighter, and she always has.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the technology that she came up with to basically
drive a car without even being there. Like that, I think that was pretty cool. There's no reason she couldn't do that with an Iron Man suit.
Yeah. And then the other thing too is there's the thing is they haven't touched on all the Black Panther characters they can introduce. Now they got now they have the center in they can introduce White Tiger. There's a number of White Tigers they could introduce in that way because there's at least one of them was literally one of them was literally this cop that Chakai just basically handed him a suit, one of his Black Panther suits, and like, here, you're Black Panther now.
Yeah. Well, and then, I forgot what I was going to say. Well, and you know, I'm thinking probably couldn't happen because it seems like Sony has the licensing. But I mean, you could always introduce Miles Morales down the line.
Well, that's the thing that I think with the success of Into the Spider-Verse, I thought there was something they did a press release where they said with the success that their plan is basically Marvel does like the normal Spider-Man stuff and then Sony does the off the wall stuff because they seem to do better when they do the off the wall, like the animated series stuff. So it could still introduce Miles Morales. I mean, it's kind of early with how young Peter Parker is, but there's some other options too. I mean, it'd be funny down the line, even if they introduced, I can't remember his name off. Well, for example, with the alien tech, they could easily do Silver Spider.
Yeah.
Who, for our listeners, is basically a dumbass kid who... No, not Silver Spider, Steel Spider. He was this kid who, weirdly enough, his name was Ali Osnick, and he... He was a fanboy of Dr. Octopus, who actually built himself like a kid Dr. Octopus theme, and then Spider-Man kind of saved his life, and because he got enamored of that, he altered it into spider legs. It'd be an interesting character to introduce with all that Peter's been dealing with. Everyone telling him that he could do better than that and have some other kid be inspired by him without the spider powers. That would be an interesting thing to play around with.
Especially if it's Ned.
Oh, yeah. That's one option, too.
I feel like Ned would be an interesting hero. I can't think of his name, but the guy from Ant-Man who like always tells like the really long-winded stories. He kind of did some stuff in the Ant-Man and the Wasp, so it would be kind of interesting for him to get more of a potential to, be some kind of hero.
Oh yeah, I know. What I'm kind of thinking is. They actually introduced a giant man who is the same ethnicity in the comics. Yeah. I kind of think if we're gonna see him down the line in a suit, it's probably gonna be as giant man.
Yeah. Let's see.
But yeah, I think there is a lot they could do there. And it'd be interesting to see because he's not that bad of a guy. No. I mean, he's proven himself to be someone who does. I mean, he's proven himself to him and them. He's always been there to help them out. Oh, it's Luis.
Luis,
yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's like some might say, well, oh, he's the sidekick because he's funny, but it's like Scott is funny too, you know. It's like there's nothing that says that, or you know, Tony yeah, Tony's serious, but Tony's also really funny at times. So it's like there's nothing to say is that, you know, you have to be serious all the time to be a hero.
Yeah, and he's always, I mean, he's silly because, in a way, it's because he, that's how he survives. He learned to talk fast because it keeps people confused. He's a Confucianist.
Yeah.
Which is a Tony role, ironically, too, half the time. That's what he did with Loki in the first Avengers. You know, he's just talking, keeping him distracted just in time for the armor to show up.
Yeah.
And even in the first Ant-Man movie, he showed himself to be a good person. He could have left that guard behind, but he still, after knocking him out, finding a way to bring him in, he carried the guy out. And even when he was shot up with truth serum, I mean, that took so long for them to find out what was going on, because he actually managed to use, I mean, he's a smart, he's a good character.
Yeah. And I think,
sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just think if they do go the route with the younger heroes, I feel like he would be a good mentor, a good can't think of the word.
Protege?
I want to say not protege, but he would just, I think he'd be a good mentor. Mentor is a pretty good word. Because you almost need like, kind of like Tony Stark's to Peter Parker's. You need the older, more seasoned people, the people who have been around all the craziness, even if not the heroes, someone who's been in the middle of it to kind of like steer the younger ones in the right direction as a teacher, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm. And he's proven himself, and the thing is, he's proven himself a leader. I mean, they were successful. I mean, he was a successful businessman as a leader. He's literally the leader and head of the security company that they form.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like that, you know, makes them a valuable resource no matter what direction the universe goes in. But I agree with you. I don't think Ant-Man's going anywhere soon, because, you know, again, if they do go the route with younger heroes, you know, a lot of Cassie, she learns from Scott.
Mhm. And I really like how well Ant-Man has been doing, because that was when I was afraid that wasn't going to work out, because it's so quirky, but it proved that, you know, superhero movies do not need to be the same format over and over again. They're a genre. They're not a specific type of movie, which is, I think, is another thing they're doing with the Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah,
or not the Captain Marvel, the Shazam movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you guys are coming down Friday, right?
Yeah. Hopefully in the morning. It depends on if I can get off work or not.
Oh, okay, we could go see Shazam before you guys leave the next day.
Oh yeah, that'd be a fun idea. Yeah, I was trying to figure out when I was going to be able to see it, because otherwise there wasn't any time. It's really going to depend. I actually have free tickets. I have free AMC tickets.
Really? Nice.
I have to look at them, but they should be good for any movie. They gave me two passes because I had bought tickets on opening night for us, and they got a bad copy, so I wasn't able to watch it. So they gave me two free tickets to get into, or they're called readmit passes or whatever. And then they got me and mom into How to Train Your Dragon for free.
Nice.
Yeah. So I have those.
I will be interested in seeing is if there's any more crossover, better crossover now that they're kind of, I think Marvel started to do their, I think Disney started their own streaming service. If there's a better crossover between characters, because they've introduced a lot of characters in the TV shows. I mean, Jessica Jones had the Wizard.
I have no idea. That's totally over my head on that one.
He was basically a golden age hero, a super speedster. In the comics, for a long while, they thought that he was Quicksilver's dad.
Oh.
But in Jessica Jones, he's also a chubby guy who can run at super speed when he's afraid.
Well, I think it's interesting because you. Stone. I mean, there's so many different things that you could do. I wanted to say that they could bring back Quicksilver, but the whole reason they killed off Quicksilver was so they could have him in the X-Men universe. But it kind of seems like he's going to get killed off in the X-Men in the new X-Men movie. So might be an opportunity to bring him back into the Marvel world.
Well, they're supposedly going to be. I mean, with all the purchases, they're supposed to be bringing everything together into the same universe. So we never know. I mean, probably at the end of this one, we'll probably see like an X-Jet flying in the background or some little thing. Oh, now they're the same universe.
That would be funny. I think that would be funny to have the Avengers and the X-Men and all those Marvel. In the same movie, that would just be like, even for like a quick second when they're trying to get everything right, just like all the universes collide and then goes apart. Just so Tony could be like, "What the hell? What is that?" I feel like especially with the introduction of Captain Marvel, I feel like you have a lot of you have a lot of options to introduce like more galactic people.
Introducing, that was it.
Yeah.
I think when we're recording on this, you have to use a laptop to look up things.
Oh, am I cutting out again?
Yeah, you cut out at introduce.
I was trying to think of a word, but introduce like more like space-based heroes, like Kang, Iron Lad, with the introduction of Captain Marvel, because she can basically fly across universes. Like, it just opens up so many doors.
Interesting. Yeah. What I do think is, I do think is funny is they've introduced the Skrulls with Captain Marvel, but then they also introduced Dave into the Runaways, but they're not a Skrull. They're a Zartan. You think if they introduced the Skrulls in the Marvel movies, they would have. Well, I kind of get why, because it probably was in production before they got the approval on that, the sale and everything.
Yeah. Well, I also think that if they were talking about it, they kind of changed like the whole entire concept of the Skrulls.
Yeah, they made them. The good guys. Oops. Sorry. Apologies. Spoilers for Captain Marvel. Okay. I need to watch that more often.
Yes. We're almost at 30 minutes here.
Okay.
Do we want to wrap it up?
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll go to commercial break. Give it 5 seconds so I can split it.
Okay. Can we change the subject?
Yeah. How about that Shazam movie? Or did you have another subject in mind?
I want to talk about the thing I told you last night.
Oh. Yes, let's talk about the thing. Viewers, if you have not heard, Mark Hamill is playing Chucky. Not the lovable camp from Rugrats, but
the killer doll Chucky in the new Child's Play movie. Mark Hamill, as in Luke Skywalker, is the new Charles Lee Ray. Okay, wait, actually, they said that he's not Charles Lee Ray, but he's the new killer Chucky.
Wait, it's Chucky, but they're not Charles Lee Ray.
No, from what I've heard, now, you know, there's a lot of, they always release a lot of false rumors or whatever, but my understanding is they can use the concept of Chucky the killer doll, but they can't use Charles Lee Ray because they don't own the rights to that story. The movie is being remade by, I think it's by Orion. They're remaking the movie. The company that owns the original franchise, I'm trying to think of who would it. I think it's Universal.
Yeah, Universal sounds right.
Yeah, cause now I remember because they always have that logo. And he's always at Halloween Horror Nights. So they own the Universal that owns the original franchise, they own the right to Charles Lee Ray. So basically, I think if I understand correctly, because it was explained by the guy that played the original Andy before Child's Play 3 when it changed actors, the original Andy and the girl that played Kyle, the sister in 2, the way they explained it is that Universal, if I remember correctly, they own the story. So they own the characters. So basically, they own part of it, and they did not sell it. So Orion can make a movie about a killer doll named Chucky, but they can't use that story of Charles Lee Ray got gunned down and possessed the doll. They can't use the characters of Andy or... and the reason why is because Universal owns them, and they're actually making a Chucky TV show.
Wait, what?
A TV? They're making a TV show about the original Chucky. So Charles Lee Ray, they're bringing back Andy, and they're still developing it. So I don't really know much about it. But yeah, they're basically working on a TV show about the original Chucky with Charles Lee Ray and that mythology. That's why the new Child's Play is about a super smart doll that goes crazy.
Wait, so then they're ripping off, they're ripping off Evolver, ripping off, My Friend Robot, no, oh, that's not it.
Deadly Friend? Or?
Sorry, what's that?
Is that one? Deadly Friend?
Deadly Friend was what I was thinking, yeah, Deadly Friend. Silent Night 3 or Silent Night, yeah. Deadly Night 3. It has a teddy bear on the front, but it's literally about killer dolls and this inventor built himself a son.
Oh, yeah, I actually watched that again the other day. It's basically like a twist on Pinocchio, because the son's name is Pino, and the inventor's name is Mr. Petto. So it's like Geppetto and Pinocchio.
Yeah. And there's another one, but I might be thinking of Evolver 2, because I think there was a sequel.
But yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen. I don't know if you've seen the trailer yet, but
I haven't. This is all new information to me.
But the girl that plays April in Parks and Recreation, she plays the mom. And so Chucky is basically I have to look this up because I don't know how to explain. Because when I think of it, when I think of the trailer, because I did see the trailer, when I think of it's basically the same story, it's just using different characters. So my understanding is Orion owns the story, but Universal still has the licensing to the characters. And so they have this story of a killer robot and how but they're called buddies, BUDDI. And so there are these basically super smart robots that sync with a smartphone app or something. And they're like the big it toy.
Looking it up, it is, does have an Andy. The boy's name is Andy.
I think that's not true. Okay, I don't know. That's weird. This can't be right.
Let me see. Tiles. When it's 2019, right?
Yeah, but it's saying that Chilo Fernandez is Chucky. This can't be right. Someone had to have put this on here.
Yeah, that's weird. That may have been an old name. Let me see.
Well, that's the weird thing is even IMDb has the same names.
Oh, that comes out in June? Wait, so that's coming out in June, and he's okay. That must have that the Shiloh might have been just like a, like you said, like they bring up the fake spoilers. I mean that does sound right. So I'm thinking that was let's see. Huh. So apparently the creator of Child's Play and the person who plays Tiffany are disapproving of it. Keon, you still there?
Eric, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay. Let me guess, you switched apps?
Yeah,
it's yeah. So we'll have to remember next time to have a laptop around. All right, everyone.
Yeah, but the actor that plays Andy, he's and the girl that plays Kyle, they basically said they have nothing to do with it, and they're just like boo. But yeah, I know that the kid. I want to say kid. The guy that plays Andy, the girl that plays Kyle, I thought they said that Brad Dourif was also on board for the TV show. And I would think the Jennifer Tilly that plays Tiffany would be on it. I would just think that it would be continuing where Cult of Chucky left off, because it was kind of a weird place to leave off.
Isn't that the one with in the same asylum, and it turns out like there's a lot of them?
Yeah, they like basically he basically like finds out how to transfer his consciousness into like multiple things. It was an interesting turn of events, but at the same time it was kind of weak to me because it was just like, where do you even go? Like I'm intrigued to find out where it goes from there, but I'm also really skeptical of where it can go from there. Because basically, Nika from Curse of Chucky, she is possessed by Chucky, and then Andy's alive, but he's locked up in the insane asylum. So it's like, they did bring back Kyle, because there was an after credit scene where Kyle shows up. So they did introduce Kyle. They did bring Kyle back. So there is Andy, and then there's Kyle. So there's a potential. I forgot about that Kyle showed up. But yeah, there's that potential. But it's still just like, where? Still, I just don't know where you could go with that. I mean, it seems like they've pretty much done every idea you can think of involving the voodoo and all that. But I mean, if anybody can do it, they can.
Well, to be fair, it's a big thing on the market now to do AI as the fault for a reason, something going crazy. I mean, look at Five Nights at Freddy's. I mean, that even had voodoo. That technically had sort of voodoo in it too, in a sense.
Yeah. It was kind of more. It was more like possession, I thought.
Well, that's true. It is possession, but there's like, as the thing went on, they basically set it up where that the possession was because of this junk being put into robots that would allow them to possess souls. It got so convoluted to the point where I'm just looking at that they have a seventh one out. I'm like, just reboot it. Please just reboot it. Don't make this be another one to the giant cluster screw that was everything. Is every time he tries to make it right so the fans stop, it just gets worse and worse.
Whatever happened to that live action movie they were supposed to make?
They keep on, well, what happened, well, that's the thing, is supposedly it's still gonna happen, but the old script got let me double check that. Right, because from what I remember hearing is they kept on turning down the script.
Hey! I'm trying to bite my pants.
Yeah, back in November, they had scrapped the last script and they started a new script. Because Scott Collins said it didn't match his vision for the franchise.
I don't see why he doesn't just write the script then. It seems, I don't know, if it was me, if I had made like a video game or had written a book and I wanted a movie made out of it, I would just write the script myself.
Well, he's not quite a writer. I mean, he even hired someone to write the books because he doesn't feel he's confident enough in a writer as a writer to write it himself.
Well, what about the guy that wrote the books then?
I think there might be actually the ones writing this new script.
On another note, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, it's coming out with a movie.
I ended up seeing the poster for that. That creeped the shit out of me. I don't even remember what the hell that was.
I remember when you first got that book, was we were at Dell's at that that when that fairy tale place was open, and we went there before it closed or whatever. I remember that was what you wanted. You wanted scary stories to tell in the dark.
I need to look up something because I think that was a different scary stories. Because I swear that's a different to tell in the dark. Because I swear that's another, that's a different book series. Because the one I remember was like, it had, I don't know, maybe.
There were scary stories to tell in the dark and more scary stories to tell in the dark. I think there was two books.
That's weird because I remember different book series, but it's similar, but I can't remember what it's called.
I remember, no, you liked Strange Matter when we were kids, but I remember the weird clown on the front of the book. I know you got this book.
Yeah, I think I did get this one, and then there was another one, because there was the one where like it had it was another scary children's thing, and
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I heard you.
Okay. There's three books. It's Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and Scary Stories.
Okay. Shoot, I know there was another series that I got from the same place you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what it is. Scary Story. But yeah, I must have gotten it because I know I've seen that book in the house.
Yeah, because I remember the weird clown head on the front of it. Okay. But yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen the trailer, I would definitely recommend it because it looks interesting. Like when they first announced it, it and especially when the poster came out, it seemed like it was going to be like a hardcore horror. But watching the trailer, it's kind of like a kid horror, like the Are You Afraid of the Dark show or like the Goosebumps show.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check that out. Like that.
Maybe a little bit more horror than that, but yeah, it's basically like that.
All right, I'll check it out. Hey, I think we're at a good spot. Do you have anyone you want to shout out on Twitter or otherwise, or any friends you want to put a shout out so you can point them to the podcast? Say, hey, I talked about you today.
I don't know. Grandpa.
Well, Grandpa won't
Grandpa
know.
Wants to give a shout out. Grandpa wants to give a shout out to my friend Tanya.
Sweet. Give a shout out to my friend Jeremy Varner, who my sister knows as V, writer. His website is, he does a lot of articles on how to write and things. You know, like writing, like talks about like tropes, that kind of thing. It's at jeremyvarner.com. He also writes a book series about supernatural cops dealing with the fact that it's an interesting series. It's kind of like the idea is just that like all the supernatural creatures came out and there's kind of like a genetic angle to them. They're called alters. And it's all about this guy whose father used to be basically a cop for the alter side of things, and how he took up his father's job and him dealing with all these things that are coming up because of Well, I don't want to spoil it too much. It's a really interesting set of books. He's released two, but he's going to re-release them soon. And the series is called Agents of Argyle, if I remember correctly. But there's more of it on his website. Also give a shout out to Kids on Bikes podcast. They're the ones who actually who kind of pushed me into doing podcasting again. And also shout out to my sister for putting up with my hectic schedule and still wanting to do this after how many weeks were we trying to set this up, Caitlin?
Quite a few. Next time will be better. It's our debut, and so it's a little bit wonky. Don't really have a shout out other than what I said, but if you haven't seen Jordan Peele's Us, I definitely recommend it. It's a bit of a crazy movie, and you got to think about it quite a bit after you've seen it, but it's pretty good.
All right. Okay. And then we're done.
Bye.
See you on Friday, Caitlin.
Yeah, see you Friday. Grandpa, see you Friday too, right, Grandpa? Bye.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys leaving the car behind when you go on the plane? Yeah. Or are you guys driving them?
Where else? Where will you put it? We have to drive down to Phoenix to drop off Grandpa. So you get the car, but you have to pay for your gas.
Okay. I can do that.
You better not give it back to it. If we give it to you with a half a tank or a full tank, you better make sure it's filled up to that point when we get back.
We do. All right. We out.
Bye.
Bye.